Hello everyone and welcome to Words on a Wedding, the podcast that sees me, your host Annie Vischer, interview my wonderful guests about their big day. Together we talk all things proposals, planning, the ceremony, the reception, the honeymoon and beyond. No wedding related stone is left unturned. So whether you're planning your own wedding, you simply love wedding chat, or like me, you're a newlywed who just can't let it go, hit subscribe on Words on a Wedding, play on the episode and get stuck in. So hi guys, my guest today is Tandy Makabela, widely known as the sartorial lawyer, and for good reason. So Tandy is an established lawyer, she's a legal director no less, and yet it's arguably her style that has steadily reeled in a loyal 11,600 strong and counting following on Instagram. So thank you so much for taking the time out of what I can only assume is an insanely busy schedule, Tandy, to speak to me about your wedding. Now I've written about it already, so I cannot wait to jump into the finer details. So we'll start right at the beginning. Who did you marry and how did you meet? Not to sound like Celeb Lack.
So I married Johnny, he's my husband, obviously. And I wish I had a more romantic story to tell about how we met, but I guess it is what it is. So we met at an after party at a friend's house. We got chatting in the kitchen, like 3 a.m. And I guess we really liked each other. The next day he asked me out to a movie and of course I said yes, and the rest is history.
Wow, how long ago was that?
So we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary of like being together on the 26th of December, so on Boxing Day. So we've been married for almost 4 years, but we've been together for 10, so which is feels like a big thing for me.
That's huge, congratulations. We'll revisit on your 10-year wedding anniversary and talk me through the proposal.
So I am South African, and because of that, we typically go home, or I still call it home, every year. And unbeknownst to me, he was actually planning the proposal. Now, of course, we've both spoken about what our plans were, what we wanted from life, and marriage was there. But I didn't quite know that that's what he was planning on this particular trip. And he was working with my best friend, who is back home in South Africa, to design the ring with a South African jeweler using South African diamond, which was important to me, which I thought was quite special. I didn't realize he was doing all of this stuff. And then when we go home, we usually hike up a place called Lion's Head for the sunrise. And so we went this one morning. I was absolutely hungover from the night before. And I actually didn't want to go. Can we just kind of lie in bed today? I don't want to go on this hike. I can go tomorrow. And he's like, no, let's go. And I was like, why are you being so weird? And I just thought, okay, let's just go. And I was so grumpy. And we got to this point and we were overlooking Cape Town, the kind of the beach side on Camps Bay. And he got down on one knee. And I looked at him and I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, marry me. And I just looked at him. I was like, but what are you doing, Johnny? And
he was like, exactly the response he was after.
And then it finally clicked what was happening. And I was like, oh, of course, yes. And then tears ensued, tears and happiness. I kind of wish I'd done my nails and I'd done my makeup.
I mean, that's what everyone thinks, isn't it? Like 2 seconds after. And how quickly did you sort of come to know how much time and effort he'd gone into sort of with the ring design? Because that's next level. That's incredible.
So, I mean... because I am who I am. I asked him so many questions as to how he went about the whole process. And I was like, how are you talking to the jeweler? I could have just picked up your phone and like seen all the texts and like the images as he was designing. And he's like, well, I saved him on a different number. I made it look like it was work related. And I was like, well, then when were you talking to Amanda? Because, you know, we're always together. And it's like, oh, you know, whenever you go to like Barry's or Cycle, I'd be talking to her. And I was like, oh, okay. So you know how to keep a secret.
Wow. That's so impressive. How did you celebrate straight after?
So we came down the mountain and I saw my sisters, told my mum, saw Amanda, my best friend, and we all kind of went out that night.
Oh my goodness, I bet it was the best evening.
Oh, it was amazing. And it was summertime back home at the time, so it was just gorgeous.
Yeah. And then how soon after that proposal did you start thinking about your wedding? Was it something you'd been thinking about sort of prior, or was it completely new, a new idea?
I hadn't really thought about what I wanted the wedding to look like. All I knew is that I wanted it to be in Cape Town. Back home on a wine estate, because it's just gorgeous. We had quite a long engagement, so I would say 2 years, because after we got engaged, we bought the house and we were renovating it, and then we had the wedding. Everything kind of started falling into place, I'd say maybe a year before the wedding, and I kind of thank our amazing wedding planner to help me with that, because I was at a complete loss as to what I wanted the detail to look like, and she was a great kind of reference and a steer for me.
Did you have lots of friends getting married at the time that you kind of felt quite comfortable with the process, or was it totally sort of alien at that point?
So a few of my friends had got married. In fact, my best friend got married 3 years before we got married, so there's a nice bit of a gap, and she was great in giving advice as to how to go about things, what to think about, what's important, what's not important, and I just entrusted her implicitly. So, and we have similar style as well, so it was great to kind of have her as a reference point.
That's so helpful. And then what did your vision end up being, if you could describe it? What did you go with your planner to and say, these are my priorities, but this is what I really wanted to look like or feel like?
The one thing that I had in my mind was that I really wanted to make use of beautiful outdoor space. So the actual ceremony itself was outside under this amazing huge tree at about 4 p.m. So it was shaded for the guests. And we had the backdrop of the mountain and the lions, which was just gorgeous. I will always have that image in my head when I was walking down the aisle to Johnny. And I wanted it to be light filled, which I think informed the venue we eventually ended up going for. Because it was just this gorgeous space with kind of floor to ceiling glass, the light just coming in.
Wow. What was your venue?
So we got married on a wine estate called Boschendal. It's one of the oldest in the winelands in South Africa. It's in Franschhoek. And they have this beautiful kind of barn-like structure, which is huge, beautiful wooden floors, a massive fireplace towards the end of the room, and floor-to-ceiling glass. And they call it the Olive Press. It's almost have the run of the grounds, and they have like cottages that we kind of stayed in and hosted our guests in, which was just amazing. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful venue. And they have sensational wine.
Oh, I mean, a must. It sounds incredible. And I've seen the images. It's absolutely stunning. Was it easy to hit on that venue? Did you always know? Or did you see a few?
So in my mind, I had 5 wedding venues that I wanted to see. And actually, it was almost a tie between the venue that we went with and a venue just up the road called Molenfleet, which is also just beautiful. But what Molenfleet lacked was kind of the light that I was talking about, because I just wanted it to just be beautiful and gorgeous and light. And that's why we went with the Olive Press. And luckily for us, we didn't go for Molenfleet because friends of ours got married there the next year.
Oh, my God. Dodged the conflict there. And then, do any particular memories stand out to sort of along your planning process? Were there any, not anything you'd do differently, but any hiccups or anything that just the stars aligned and everything, so you had like a real stroke of luck? Anything that stands out?
I think in terms of what I would have done differently, I think I probably would have engaged our wedding planner a little bit earlier. I think I was a little bit naive about how early you needed to have someone on board in terms of her being able to book the items and pieces that we wanted as part of our wedding. So I didn't realize those things kind of get booked out almost a year or two, sometimes 2 years in advance. But luckily for us, she was always able to kind of find a suitable alternative. So that was great. In terms of what stood out for me the most, I guess I would say the pre-wedding bit, because we had quite a few friends come in from the UK, from Europe, from the States, and we were able to kind of put on or host dinners and lunches so everyone could get to know each other. And that was really nice. It almost made me feel a bit more relaxed about the wedding, because there was no pressure. Everyone knew each other and made it feel more social.
That's incredible. So you were doing all that sort of in London in the lead up?
Oh, no. So it was back in South Africa. So a week before
got
the wedding,
you.
We had a couple of lunches and dinners, and then the wedding itself. And then we took ourselves off, and then everyone carried on doing what they needed to do.
Oh, that's such a good idea. That's such a great tip for anybody who's getting married, not only abroad, but I guess that far.
Yeah, I agree with you. It makes it like a holiday for them as well.
Yeah, exactly. It becomes far more momentous and less fleeting. It's such a great idea. Let's talk about your dress and your outfits. Talk me through how you hit on everything to do with your wedding look, or both of them.
So whenever I talk about my wedding dresses, I always say I had 3, because I love to count the one that I wore to the registry wedding that we had here in London, because we have to get married here first for legal reasons. And we had a really small ceremony here, and I wore a gorgeous dress by Roxanda. And I remember seeing it on Cate Blanchett. She was doing a press tour of one of her movies, and I just thought, that is the dress that I need to be getting married in. And actually, I just really like that designer anyway. Yeah. And so that was the first dress, I would say. And then the second dress, being the dress that I wore to the ceremony, was a custom dress made by a designer back in South Africa called Tamara Shea. I wanted it to reflect my traditional heritage. So being South African, I'm from a tribe called the Xhosa tribe. And so I had the head wrap, which had the black and cream element to it, and then the full skirt with the black stripes at the bottom, which is a nod to our traditional attire. And so that was really gorgeous. But she was also able to incorporate, I suppose, more modern elements into it because she sourced this beautiful Italian lace for the back, which is quite nice. Because I had the dress, because it was traditional or more traditional, it had to be a bit more modest than the other things that I could have worn. So to add an element of sexy was just the lace at the back, which I really quite liked, and all the lace cap moves. And then in the evening for the dinner, I wore a dress by Charlie Brere. So they do this really beautiful thing where they can layer pieces of a dress to give you different looks. So for the dinner, I had this beautiful slip dress and this amazing, gorgeous lace skirt that you could tie around it. I don't know how else to describe it. It was just beautiful, really simple, but gorgeous. And then for the dancing bit in the end of the evening, I took the lace bits off and it was just this beautiful slip dress which was almost backless.
Stunning. I can't wait to see pictures of the registry office dress as well. That's the one I haven't seen. Which registry office did you get married at?
So we live in East London. So we just bought a house in Walthamstow. So we got married at the one here in Walthamstow, just off the village.
You definitely made the most of the sort of the wedding outfit situation. And all of these will hopefully sort of put on the Instagram so everyone can have a scroll through and get a real visual on them. But they're absolutely stunning. And obviously the hair and makeup feeds so sort of intrinsically into that whole look. And I love this story, how did you hit on your makeup artist, first of all?
So I have a bit, or rather a lot of an obsession with Solange. I absolutely adore her, so Beyonce's younger sister. And I'd seen a cover of her on the Elle magazine, and she just looked gorgeous. And the makeup artist that did her makeup is South African, or was the Elle in South Africa. And I was like, well, that's the makeup artist I want for my wedding. And I managed to book her. How, I don't know, because she's just so busy, but I managed to book her for my date. And I was so happy with the work that she did.
Were you? And how did you collaboratively get to that look? Because you had just such a stunning statement lip.
So you know what? I didn't actually think I was going to wear red lipstick. And when she was talking to me about what I like, and I said, well, I'm not a full coverage girl, but when I do wear makeup, I'll always have a red lip on. She's like, well, why don't you incorporate that on your wedding day? I think it's because I've never seen a bride wear a red that bold. And she said, why not? Interestingly, my husband loves red lipstick on me. And I think because we were able to do the red, she was able to kind of pare back the rest of the makeup, because that's the other thing that Johnny was quite keen for me to still look like me, to still look the same and not have like a heavy makeup look, which also I quite liked as well.
And then you enlisted the incredible Charlotte Mensa initially, right, for your hair?
Yes. So I have been seeing Charlotte for a few years. She's my hairdresser, so I go to her for my normal treatments. And when I said to her, look, I'm getting married in South Africa, I wanted to have a really kind of, I guess, I suppose, also inspired by Solange, because she had quite a big kind of curly afro hair at the time. And she was able to kind of help me get or source really good quality extensions, which you kind of weaved into my hair. And they were great quality because when I got to South Africa, they lasted, they looked beautiful. I could spritz them up and they really helped bounce in the curl. She was absolutely fantastic.
I mean, there's no one quite like her. And then how did you style it on the day from the reception onwards, right?
Yeah, that's right. So obviously for the ceremony, I had the head wrap. And then from the reception onwards, I took the head wrap off. And honestly, it was quite simple process, just kind of spritzed it with leave-in conditioner. I think it was Philip Kinsley that I was using on the day, and just kind of zhuzhed it up. And Amanda was on board to kind of like help me like get the curls really big and bouncy. I didn't want it to look too produced. I wanted it to also, again, still look like me. And we were able to kind of achieve that look.
And I think so many people have that change between their ceremony outfit through to their evening outfit. And I think you have visions of sitting down and kind of really kind of making yourself over. And I mean, I certainly found, and I think a lot of people find, that when you're actually there on the day, you want to be in and out in like a minute because you don't want to miss a thing. Did you find that?
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted it to be quick and easy so I can spend time with my friends and family.
Yeah, that I would say that's a huge top tip, is never underestimate how quickly you want to do that quick makeover. You're not going to be in front of the mirror for half an hour doing your new smoky eye or anything, are you? And I genuinely thought I would be. Did you do any beauty prep in the lead up? Because I know you're into your beauty and your skincare. Was there anything that you did differently as you were getting closer to the wedding? Any treatments you booked in?
I didn't want to do anything too drastic, I guess, for fear of something going wrong. I was going to for facials at FFSL anyway, so I continued doing that. And I mean, they're known for being really good at focusing on your skin concerns and just getting your skin to be in tip-top shape. So I was really happy with that. And in terms of, I suppose, the morning of or the couple of days before, I was just quite good at hydration. And because we're in South Africa, very, very good with the SPF and kind of staying out the sun. And I used, I think it was a Sarah Chapman hydration mask the morning of. And for me, that just gave me the boost that I was looking for.
They're incredible, the sheet masks.
Yes, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, so good. And then talk me through your wedding day, like from, the morning getting ready through to the ceremony, the reception. How did it go? Give me a blow-by-blow account.
So the morning was gorgeous. We weren't expecting it to be as hot as it was. It reached 39 or 40 degrees, which I wasn't anticipating, but it was fine. It was complaining. The morning was great. I spent it with my best friend and my bridesmaids. So I had my two sisters. I've got two younger sisters who are my bridesmaids, my best friend Amanda and another really close friend of mine, Afia. And we spent the morning kind of getting ready together, getting our makeup done, getting hair done. It was really chilled. And the nerves only really hit as I was getting dressed. And I think probably more as my mum was helping me with my headdress. That's when I almost started crying. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting married in front of all these people. And I don't know why I was so nervous, because obviously we were legally married, but I think it was the element of, everyone was there. I look back on it positively because it was a good nervousness, if I can call it that. It's a morning, or rather a day, that I will always remember. It will always be special to me.
Oh, and then you moved, where was your ceremony? What was it like walking down that aisle?
So we were staying on these gorgeous cottages on the grounds. And so what happened was they came and collected us in an elevator kind of golf buggy, if I can call it that. And they drove us down to where the ceremony was, which was outdoors. I guess I suppose I couldn't walk down there in my heels, which actually makes sense. Got up at the golf buggy, and it was so, the feeling that hit me when I saw everyone sitting down and I saw Johnny at the end of the aisle, it was just incredible. And that's when the tears started. The tears started in earnest.
Wow. And then your reception from there, was it quite close to where everything was being held outside?
Yeah. So in terms of the ceremony itself, I think Johnny and I were quite keen to keep it quite short and brief and cute and happy, which we were able to do. And then when we said our vows and they pronounced us man and wife, we kind of walked over. It's like almost a mini stream thing that you kind of walked over, and then you went into the area where we had our canapes, drinks and reception. So it was close by. So everything was kind of contained in one area, which was nice. So people didn't have to kind of move around.
Beautiful. And it was a sit down meal.
Yeah. So after kind of the champagne and the canapes, everyone kind of sat down, and it was in terms of how we had set it up, it was two long rows of tables with broken up spaces in between. And it was a sit down meal. It was a feasting style meal. So we had kind of different meats on the table, vegetables, and everyone could kind of share. And it was quite communal, if I can call it that.
Yeah. And then later it moved through to, presumably, did you have sort of music and dancing? And what was your first dance?
our first dance, I suppose this is quite cheesy, but I always thought this would be my first dance, and I'm actually quite happy Johnny was happy with it too. It was Etta James at last.
Oh, wow.
Again, another memory that I remember so clearly in my mind, because the sun had just started to set, because of the light fixtures that we had in the back of the wedding venue where the dance floor was, were lighting up. It was just beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. And do you have any more sort of standout memories like that, that you kind of constantly revisit?
So there was one. So in terms of, we'd spoken to the DJ about what was the final song that we wanted him to play for us. And it was, I think it's Candy Staten, and it was supposed to be We've Got the Love. And he played it, and I was really happy. And then he hit us with a surprise song, which I didn't know he was planning to play. And it actually transpired to be one of the songs that Johnny and I had really kind of good memories to from going to festivals together. And now I can't remember the name of the song, but I remember hearing it. I'm going, and I thought, this is just serendipitous. It was just bang on, and he just nailed how we wanted to end the wedding.
Wow, that's the stars aligning moment. That's incredible, because how could he have known?
Exactly.
And then, is there anything that you would do differently when you look back on your wedding now?
What would I do differently? Oh, this is going to sound so trite, but nothing.
I'm so glad. That's the best answer. That's the best answer. Because you nailed it.
Yeah, everything just kind of fell into place. And it was interesting for me because I wasn't massively into the planning aspect of it. I didn't find that side of it really fun. I think potentially because I was going through a really busy period at work, I was going through a promotion process, and that was taking up a lot of my time. So we're really happy to have an amazing wedding planner, Annika. But I found some elements of the planning process a little bit boring, to be honest. But when I got to the day, because I mean, being asked, like, what kind of flowers do you want? I was like, well, yeah. I don't know.
Did you very much leave things like flowers to sort of the pros, were you kind of, did you get into it at any point and think, okay, I want this flower, this flower, this flower, this foliage? Or were you very much like, stick to these colours, but you do you?
So I just don't know how she nailed me, but she was able to say, okay, what is it that you like? Her first question to me was like, do you have a Pinterest board of your wedding or your wedding idea? And I said, absolutely not. And then she said, okay, what colours do you like and what feel do you want? And so I said, okay, I want something fresh and vibrant, clean but not minimal, something with soul but not too fussy. And she said, okay, fine. And she went away and sourced, and I said, I don't want to be making too many selections, because I think I was having renovation fatigue in my head, because I was already making too many choices on that side of things. She then came back with a very refined list of suppliers, of florists, and she said, well, these are the looks, you choose one. And that made it so easy for me. And I just said, I like that, that, and that. And she's like, okay, leave it to me. And what she came back with was gorgeous. And luckily for us, we were able to go to South Africa, I think 2 or 3 months before the wedding itself. And we were able to see everything set out. And she said, well, do you like this? Do you like this in the venue? Do you like these flowers? Do you like the cutlery? And we were able to nail things then. So when we arrived 3 months later, I knew I didn't have to think about anything. I knew everything would be as I wanted it to be.
God, that's such a good place to be in. But am I getting this right? You're getting married abroad while also renovating your place and also going for promotion.
Yeah, it was a bit mad. Wow.
I mean, I should not be surprised because it's you, but I mean, bravo.
Actually, now going back to your question, when you asked what would I do differently, I would probably maybe not do them all at the same time.
But then what a year you had. Yeah. And then what, did you go on honeymoon after, or were you sort of, you know, did you stick around in South Africa longer?
So we went on a mini moon for about 5-6 days in South Africa. We started off at a place called Babylon Storen, which is just beautiful. It's the sister hotel of the Newt here in the UK. Absolutely gorgeous. And we've been back a couple of times since. And then we stayed at a couple more boutique hotels on some of the wine estates around the area. And then we were supposed to go on honeymoon a year after, but obviously COVID hit. And so our honeymoon was then postponed to a year after that. And that's when we'd already had our baby. So it was a baby moon / honeymoon. And we went to Harbour Island in the Bahamas.
Wow. You've locked down this whole wedding thing, I have to say.
I keep thinking that, you know, I would absolutely do it again. Like, keep looking at Johnny and thinking, you know, maybe at like our 10-year anniversary, we should have another party. He looks at me like I'm crazy.
I think do it. You've clearly got a talent for it. You just need to mine that. Definitely do it. You have my full support.
I'll tell him that.
And then how do you feel when you look back on your wedding day now?
Oh, absolute delight and happiness. I mean, every now and again, we'll look at the pictures, although we still haven't framed any of our wedding pictures. Which is, I don't know why we haven't done that yet. But anyway, we look at the pictures on the laptop and it's just gorgeous. And we're really happy with the way the day ended up. And our friends still talk about our wedding day, which to me is the biggest compliment.
Yeah. And I have to say the pictures are particularly stunning. Who was your photographer?
So we had a couple. It was a husband and wife duo. And I quite liked them because I'd seen some of the work that they'd done before and they followed a more kind of documentary style type of photography. It wasn't too produced. And the wife could be with us while we were getting married, and her husband was with Johnny and his groomsmen while they were getting ready, should I say. And they were really inobtrusive, but they were also really friendly. It was just really easy to work with them. And I felt quite confident with them because they'd worked on quite a few destination weddings. So they kind of knew what it is that we were looking for.
Brilliant. And then if you had a friend who was planning their own wedding right now, what top tip would you give them?
So this is a tip that our wedding planner gave. Well, she said to me, what are the three important things that you want to focus on? List those things and then everything else will kind of fall into place. And for me, it was food, wine and music. And another tip, if I'm allowed to give one, she said, don't focus too much on the little things that people will forget. So she said, yes, have beautiful flowers, but don't spend a bomb on them because people don't remember the flowers. Have the favours if you want to, but they're not a necessity because people probably forget them before they go home. And so she was really able to kind of focus our mind on what was important to us, what would make our day a success. And I appreciate that's different for different people. And for us, it was those three elements.
And not sweating the small stuff. It's such good advice. And at the end of every episode, we have listeners' questions, essentially. But as this is the first series, I'm kind of anticipating listeners' questions. I canvassed some friends. And your one, Tandy, is how did you go about selecting what perfume you wore on your wedding day?
So this is an interesting one. So I am very much a gypsy water girl by Byredo in the summer. I love that scent. So I wore that for the ceremony part of the day. And then in the evening, Johnny had bought me a fragrance from Diptyque. And I wore that in the evening, which is gorgeous. And I hadn't actually layered them before, but somehow the two fragrances just work well together.
Yeah. And does smelling them together kind of take you straight back?
100%. So I still use the Byredo fragrance as my summer fragrance. And the Diptyque one is my winter fragrance. So it's quite nice to have them with me throughout the year.
That's such a beautiful concept. I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I've thoroughly enjoyed going over the minutiae of your wedding day. I cannot believe how you got it so spot on. It's like a fairy tale. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope it's been nice to revisit it.
It really has been.
Thanks so much for listening to Words on a Wedding. If you like the episode, please subscribe if you haven't already. And follow at Words on a Wedding on Instagram, where you'll find guest wedding photos and much, much more. Have a great week.